How are you, really?
Where could I possibly begin?
Are you satisfied with your life?
Sounds like a loaded question to me.
Are you interested in things, generally speaking?
Interest is so elusive in general.
Do you have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep?
Sleep is vastly overrated, I think.
Are you having difficulties with concentration?
What did you say just now?
Do you exercise?
Ah, the mythical endorphin release.
Are you having difficulties with your work?
Work is always difficult. That's why it's called work.
Are you fearful?
I'm afraid to tell you that.
Do you often feel weak or ineffective?
During exercise, and still no endorphins.
Are you overly concerned about family issues?
Inherent design flaws in the nuclear family do concern me.
How is your sexual life? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I hesitate to share the sordid details at this time.
Do you feel irritated often?
Why in the hell would you ask such a thing?
Do you feel something bad is about to happen?
Only a fool could feel otherwise.
Do tasks often seem insurmountable?
They are, aren't they?
Is alcohol a problem for you?
On the advice of my attorney, I'd rather not say.
Are you anxious frequently throughout the day?
Frequently might be putting it mildly.
When was the last time you laughed out loud?
I find loudness so impolite, don't you?
How do you feel now?
Confused is a word that comes to mind.
Are you what is often called blue
and periwinkle and cobalt and aquamarine?
Do joyous people cause you to become cross and impatient?
No, but perhaps they should.
Do disturbing thoughts enter your mind that are difficult to rid yourself of?
It is difficult to articulate just how disturbing thoughts can be.
Are you presently at risk for harming yourself or any other person?
Staying out of harm's way is always a little risky for anyone.
What are the options you see here?
Perhaps you might suggest a few. For a fee, of course.
Do you blame yourself for things?
Who else could handle the responsibility?
Do you feel worthless?
Only when I exercise.
Did you always feel this way?
I'm a little hazy on always.
Do you find yourself in frequent arguments?
Oh, and I suppose you don't.
Do you feel excessively nervous?
Are cold sweats considered excessive?
How often do you look at the clock?
Enough to see that time does not fly, as they say.
How often do you check your email?
Repeatedly, just to hear that insidious greeting.
Is laughter from afar a problem for you?
No, but maybe it could be, with a little practice.
Does the sound of the doorbell frighten you?
Sheer terror would be more accurate.
Do you peer out the window for extended periods of time?
Hours can go by. Is that considered extended?
Have you received an invitation any time in the recent past?
Invitations are seldom all they're cracked up to be.
When did you last leave the house?
I try to avoid that whenever possible.
Distance overwhelms you, does it not?
It depends on how far out I go, I suppose.
Are your family members ever in touch?
We touch, but in a distant kind of way.
When was your last visitor received?
I haven't been what you might call receptive in quite some time.
How often does your best friend call?
Friends can be such an ordeal.
How many friends do you have? Do you even trust
I am reticent to respond to complicated issues.
Are you often this lonely?
What makes you think I am lonely?
What do you do with all this time on your hands?
I can't quite put my finger on it. I'm just starting with the
new. Are you hopeless about the future?
Who anticipates the future these days?
Do you experience fear when the phone rings or when it does not?
Both can be equally unnerving.
Do you bathe often and for extended periods of time?
Cleanliness is next to, you know, spirituality.
Do you mind your manners when dining alone?
I don't see much point to it, really.
Do the days seem long, the nights interminable?
That seems to sum things up pretty well.
Does the dawn loom as a formidable certainty?
Formidable seems woefully inadequate here.
Do you entertain thoughts of ending your life from time to time?
I don't find those thoughts very entertaining, actually. Do you?
What do you see as viable alternatives for you at this time?
I was hoping you might have some answers. For a fee, of course.
What are the options you see here?
A few more costly sessions, perhaps.
Do you feel something is wrong with your mind?
Not in the least. Are you crazy?